You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have a family member down in the great state of Texas, and they had posted something about homecoming. Their, I guess, niece or nephew was going to homecoming, and they said that the way they were doing it and that all the kids were doing it is that they were going out and they were buying all their fancy clothes. And they were going and getting their pictures taken, and they were going to dinner.
Okay.
And then they might go do something else, and they never once went to the school's homecoming.
Well, there's rules there, Dom.
Festivities.
They're going to stay out and have some fun.
And what was funny is that the comments were so many parents saying, yeah, my kids are the same way. Yeah, my kids did the same thing. Yes, ditto at our school. So I was like, first of all, the whole idea of homecoming, the idea originally, if I understand correctly, is like, let's say, Jeremy, you went to Bear Creek High School.
Sure did.
So for homecoming, you as a graduate, an alumnus, would come back and go to the football game that Friday night.
You bet.
Hey, it's homecoming. You're coming back to see your old school.
Maybe
your old
they
team.
Pull you out on the field or something. And
I'm just wondering how many people do that.
Nobody does that.
That's why I just
nobody does that.
The name even maybe needs to be changed. I don't know how many people are, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's ever done that. That has never crossed my mind to go do that. I don't even know if they would let you in now to do that. But yeah, I guess, I don't know, it might make you be a thing somewhere. Going back a step, I mean, I remember prom, the same thing. I mean, we ended up, by the time we got the limo and we went out and did a few things and we had dinner and everything, we didn't get back until prom, until there was like 15 minutes left at it. So the whole night was kind of like, well, that was prom. That was our 15 minutes of prom. And then it was off, not even to the after party. It was farting around, you know, doing things outside the school. The main thing that I've seen this year with people posting about prom pictures is all the Karens out there. Really, well, prom, and homecoming right now, but I'm sure it'll be coming with prom. But all the Karens talking about how skimpy the dresses are right now. And how just overly sexy all the kids are dressing.
Well, that's not a new thing, though.
Oh, I feel like some of them I've seen recently. Yeah. Those dresses are getting shorter and shorter.
You can call it either raising the bar on it or lowering the bar, I guess, one way or the other. But
it's hard to tell how old these girls are now, the way that they're dressing. I mean, it is.
How are the boys dressing?
Goofy suits. You know, nothing too exciting there. But the girls are like, my goodness, they didn't look like that when I was in high school.
Boy, you are starting to show your age.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like most people.
These kids these days.
No, not at all. But most people were on there commenting about, you know, you're going to get a bunch of pervy old guys on here looking at your daughters. Stop posting pictures. I don't know how you combat that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you go to either one of those dances? Prom, homecoming, anything?
Yeah, I went to both.
Did you?
My first homecoming dance was with, because I was a shy kid and a late bloomer. Of course, I made up for it. I made up for lost time not long after. But, I mean, I was a sophomore in high school, and I took... you'll like this. Her name was Karen.
Yeah.
I took her to homecoming. She was the first girl I ever kissed.
Aww.
And I just remember it was awkward.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. The whole night's
the whole
awkward.
Thing. You know, it was still, I don't know if things have changed that much with, you know, one group of people clustered over here. Because kids go as clusters anymore on all dates. It used to just be that you would go as a cluster to homecoming. Into prom, right? You'd get 4, 6, 8, or 10 people together and go.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like all dates are that way. It's they're cluster dates, and they don't even call them dates anymore.
Just chilling.
You know, it's just like a bunch of us are going to hang out. And
I honestly don't remember if I went to homecoming. Is that bad? I don't remember.
You were a bigger dork than I was.
I was a pretty big dork. Like with prom, I had a pity date because a buddy of mine was dating a girl, and she's like, hey, I know this other girl. She goes to a completely other school. You can go with her. And I ended up going with her. So I had a pity date just so I didn't miss out on prom.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back at it now, it's like, who cares? If I had missed out, I missed out.
Come on, my prom story is classic. That Leslie Houghton dumped me about 10 days before prom.
Yeah.
And by then, everybody's, you know, got their dates lined up. I was like, thanks a lot.
Mama, can you go with me, Mama?
So, no, my friend met her. So she had broken up with her boyfriend, and so we went as friends to prom. So
yeah, so you had a pity date, too.
Yeah, pretty much for both of us, I guess.
Hooray for pity dates.
But I'm just wondering about the whole thing with homecoming. I mean, is this the norm? I'm just wondering if parents can call in or text in. Is this the norm that, you know, kids are not going to any of the school-sanctioned events? They're skipping the school dance, if there even is a dance, and they're just buying the fancy clothes, maybe getting a limo, going out, and just making it a party night and not even going to anything at the school.
And what are they doing while they're out there? Where are they?
Well, here's our number. 303-691-1MIX. You know what they're doing, Jeremy? They are exploring their adulthood, their late adolescence, and their sexuality.
I feel like they are doing some volunteering at orphanages and reading Bible verses.
And as I pointed out, your son is maybe 4 years away from going, and so he will be exploring all of these things as well.
Hey, he's already got a girl texting him, so.
Dana wrote in. We're going to take some phone calls, but Dana wrote in and said, my son and three other friends did exactly the same thing with homecoming. They got all dressed up and went out and never went to the school. They don't like anything, quote, sanctioned by the school.
That's the thing I mentioned. There's rules and things you have to abide by at the school. You can go out and have fun. Jennifer
Dana says,
in. Oh, go ahead.
Dana says, I was nervous about it, but everything turned out fine. And then Shelly said, my neighbor threw a homecoming party at her house for her daughter and all her friends who didn't have dates and didn't want to go to the homecoming party as solos. There must have been about 50 or 60 kids in that backyard.
Dang.
And the music was blaring until after midnight. I know that much for sure.
Well, that sounds like a better time, honestly.
It sounds like it's a house party, man.
It sounds like the parents will get in trouble for that at some point.
Oh, man. Let's take a couple of calls on this, like Brandy. Brandy, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So what can you tell us about homecoming?
I have a daughter who's a sophomore who just went, and they actually all went to the dance, all of her friends, I should say. But the school is smart, and they have a casino night to kind of get the guys and the people who don't want to dance to go.
So they kind of throw a little theme at it. That gets the kids to come, though, gambling?
That's what I was kind of scratching my head.
Kids love gambling right now.
A school is kind of, even though it's not real gambling, I'm sure they just got, you know, free chips. But just the fact that the school had a gambling casino thing set up is interesting.
Well, I guess if they're just playing for Cheetos and Fritos and
fun,
stuff, just
sure.
for funsies. Yeah, why not? Okay.
There had to be some people who complained about it, I'm sure. Brandy, thank you for that call. Do you like that idea? Some sort of theme?
Nah. Jennifer texted in, my son and his friends all bought tickets for $30 for homecoming. They spent less than 15 minutes at the dance. And Carly's talking about the new norm is not only that the dresses are thousands of dollars to go to dinner and whatever else. It's just all about what they can post on social media. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why they go ahead and get the clothes and they get the limo and they go out to a dinner or they go to. But yeah, it's
just to get the pictures.
It's just what you can IG, man. It's all about the IG. We go from IG to KC. KC, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I have a tux on.
Couldn't be better. So what do you got for us?
Well, let me start by saying I have had three daughters. We're working with my youngest now, who's a junior in high school, and we have had a tradition where we have had, I wouldn't call it a house party, but we host the dinner before the homecoming dance, and there's about 25 kids that come over, and some of them are on dates, some of them are going solo, but it's a really good time, and we do, you know, all the pictures, all the traditional stuff, but yep, they go to the dance, they love it. It's a great time, and I'm not trying to be naive. I know there's probably other kids out there that may have other decisions, but as parents, you know, we just think it's a good opportunity to provide that.
That's nice. And you're kind of bonding with your kids. You're bonding with their friends. You're the cool parents.
You know it.
I got to ask you, do you have one of those big curved staircases at your house?
No.
Oh, okay. When we were looking for houses, my wife wanted one of those big curved staircases, and she called it the prom staircase. She's like, so the kids can have all their friends over for prom night, and they'll all line up it, and we'll get pictures.
But you never bought that absolutely. House, though.
No, right? We didn't find a house that we wanted with the curved staircase. No.
You know, it's funny you talk about this, too, Casey. The prom that I was talking about a million years ago when Metters and I went, there were like three or four of us couples, and her parents did the same thing. They made dinner for us. So there, I guess, were either six or eight of us kids who were there all dressed up. And I remember Metters, her younger brother, who was like 2 years younger, put on a tuxedo or whatever, and he served us. He was like the waiter with like the towel over his arm
cute.
And all of that. It was really hilarious.
Do you do that, Casey?
We haven't gotten that far. That's now that you're mentioning that, I'll have to share with my wife and say we got to up our game just a little bit more. But no, our best one, I think, is we had a hibachi chef come over. And
You
know, with as much entertainment as it was.
You guys are high rollers, man. You are high rollers.
That's actually great. It's it's like Benihana at your house, man. That's great.
Well, what's kind of cool is, and it's not a lot. It's actually cheaper than going out on a dinner, but we just asked the kids to Venmo us like $20, and it all goes toward the food and the entertainment.
What a great idea to make them chip in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give them like little pep talks before they go out about how to behave and everything?
Mm-hmm. We don't have to say anything. It's just a look, right?
Yeah, I didn't know if you had like a dad pep talk ready for all of them. Now, you all behave tonight.
We're handing out little packets of you know what to the boys. Casey.
Like I said, I'm a dad of three daughters, guys, so no.
No.
I understand. Listen, thank you for the call, and thanks for being a good sport. We hope you have a great day. Okay, buddy?
See you, man.
You too. Thanks, guys.